Hello, Maggie?
Oh my God, Maggie.
Maggie.
I hate you.
Please help me. Oh, help me, Maggie, please. I'm desperate.
The parenting world is full of advice. Some of it's good, some of it not so good. So who do you trust? I'm Maggie Dent, and they call me the Queen of Common Sense when it comes to parenting. And in these special Help Me Maggie episodes on Parental as Anything, you get to ask me the sticky, tricky parenting questions you're dying to get the answers to. And today's question is one I get all the time. Siblings bickering, niggling, arguing, fighting, and being noisy, and children just being really, really, really loud.
Hi Maggie, this is Avi. I've got two boys, 7.5 and 5.5. And oh my God, my house is just loud. It's just loud. There's so much bickering between the boys. They're such lovely, beautiful boys. But how do I control the chaos? And it's just that they're continuously fighting with each other on small, small things. I don't know what to do. I try to make them calm. And then in the process of making them calm, I lash out. And it's just, I'm just struggling, and I don't have a mum, lost her when I was really young, so I have no idea who to ask. I'll really appreciate if you give me some tips and tools how to handle these cute little boys, but who are both real strong roosters.
And for those of you not sure what she means by roosters, it's a way I describe the highly confident, energetic, highly spirited, power-hungry little ones who turn up like that. And it doesn't matter whether it's boys or girls, although I want to start with just a little bit about boys with the physicality of their play. So often boys jump on each other, wrestle each other, and the bickering is a little bit like the teasing that is a really big part of male communication. So it's not all bad. And sometimes as a mother of boys, I took my cup of tea in the garden because I felt if I wouldn't hear it, very rarely did it get to be really serious. And secondly, I just needed to calm myself down because it can be really, really triggering and exhausting when it's continuous. Notice they're 7.5 and 5.5. So the fact that they actually want to play and jump on each other is a sign that they like each other. So that's actually quite a good thing. Now let's move to bickering because this happens with all our kids, girls and boys. Oh, she's in my seat. I was there first. She's got my toy. You're too smelly. Move away. So what's happening with bickering? Now, what we actually call bickering is kind of low-level teasing, arguing, niggling, and it's kind of part of communication where kids are learning to navigate their own needs and wants without necessarily becoming aggressive or without screaming and shouting. So remember, something's annoying our kids, okay? So it's quite normal. However, we do need to do something so that it doesn't become just all they ever do. So my first thing tip is don't sweat the small stuff. So it's the niggly stuff. Don't buy into it. Ignore it. Move on. Secondly, if you've got younger children who are sort of 4 to 6, I want you to have those conversations, whether it's around bath time or around the tea table, where we talk to them about treating each other fairly and kindly. What does that look like? So they really need to kind of get an idea that sometimes people don't agree with them and that's okay. Sometimes people want to do things differently to them and that's okay. But we need to know that it's okay for us to express with our words in a respectful way when we're not happy with things rather than the bicker, bicker, bicker. So it's like an emotional coaching program. And as the calmer you are, the better you're going to be able to manage it. Now, if it's a repeated niggling, then that becomes like the problem that we need our kids to come together to help solve. Now, sometimes kids bicker when they're bored or that I'm finding more and more, they run out of energy. And it's one of these things we've only just been able to discover, that really energy is to do with self-regulation, which is a thing that's being developed. So again, sometimes you'll find kids play really great for about 20 minutes and then one of them may lose energy and one get more energy, and it all becomes a bit of a conflict that starts with bickering. Most of the time, we can leave this bickering and teasing and things because it really is a part of being a child. However, when it becomes deliberately intentional to hurt, then it's not bickering, it's actually bullying. So you need to look at, is there someone being hurt emotionally or physically? You step in very quickly. So if you can hear those things, you might be the one that can take in a plate full of healthy snacks, or you might say, let's go walk the dog, or let's come outside. Or so in other words, you can change the environment. And then the last one really is, it takes ages to learn to self-regulate. So don't have too higher expectations for your kids. You've got the feisty, strong, confident children who are much more likely to be wanting to have more say, more power, more ability to attract your attention and connection. So can you see? It is a bit trickier when you've got the feisty, strong kids in a home environment. So keep breathing, Mama. Keep yourself as calm as possible. But don't be afraid to be a parent when you need to be, to say, no, that's enough. I need you now to go and play in different spaces, or I need you to go outside. I need you to take a break just for a while. Mummy needs a really little break.
And if you have a question for me, I'd love to hear it, especially from you dads. I know you're listening. All you have to do is record it on a voice recording app on your phone and email it to me, along with your name and mobile number to parentalasanything@abc.net.au. Coming up on Help Me Maggie, parents who are really stuck on how to help their shy child cope when out and about in the big wide world.
We can't get her to go anywhere without hiding behind us. She's not willing to talk to people. She pulls her head into her shoulder to try and hide her face. Afterwards, my husband and I, we try and talk to her about how she's feeling. Her answer is usually, I'm just really scared.
That's next time on Parental as Anything with me, Maggie Dent. And you can hear it on the ABC Listen app. And until then, keep breathing. You really have got this.